It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're early into unofficial summer, and it's the time of year when a lot of people consider buying a car. But no one could blame potential buyers for feeling a little bit skittish. Automakers have come under scrutiny since General Motors announced a safety issue it had kept quiet for 10 years. You know, the ignition switch issue that has been connected to at least 13 deaths and is likely responsible for more, according to federal regulators. And there have been millions of recalls, not just GM cars, but Ford and others. Joining us now to look at how this is affecting the auto industry and what it means for consumers is Jerry Hirsch, staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. Jerry Hirsch, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, Jerry, there have been an unprecedented number of recalls. Break those numbers down for us, if you would.
Well, I would call it a tidal wave of recalls. General Motors has recalled 13.8 million vehicles so far this year. That's about 29 different recalls amounting to that total of cars. Toyota, 3.3 million. Ford, 2.8 million. Chrysler, 1.5 million. Even Honda, known as a reliable maker of autos, is close to a million. Nissan's over a million. So we're just seeing a recall fever is what we call it.
So we're talking, some 24 million cars recalled in the U.S. this year, more in the first 5 months of 2014 than the 22 million recalled for all of last year. So what is going on? Why is this happening?
Well, we're likely to set a record of beating the 30.8 million cars recalled in 2004. It goes back to two things. The first is all the problems Toyota had with sudden acceleration some years back. It's created a new sensitivity among automakers that you don't want to be caught delaying recalls or not recalling cars that people will later decide should have been recalled. Toyota, for example, wound up paying $1.2 billion in federal fines to the government and is essentially on probation with oversight over its recall process for the next 3 years as a settlement to this problem. GM recently paid big fines, too, and in millions of dollars is expected to go up over a billion when they reach a final settlement with the government. The Department of Justice steps into these things. So to get the big fines, NHTSA doesn't have the power to get, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration doesn't have the power to get as large fines. And so automakers are looking around saying, we don't want to be caught not making these recalls. So if there's anything wrong with a car, let's get it out there and bring that car back and fix it. Interestingly, is that cars you would go out and buy this summer will be the safest cars ever. A lot of the cars being recalled, the GM cars involved in the ignition switch issue, they don't even make those cars anymore. The models don't exist. Some of the brands, like Saturn, no longer even exist. And they're not comparable, really, to what you would buy at a dealership today, with all sorts of advanced safety features and more safety features coming month by month and year by year.
So is it more about safety issues, this unprecedented number of recalls or a tidal wave, I believe is the term you used? Is it more about the safety issues, or is it about the car companies being compulsively proactive about recalling a defective vehicle in order to avoid being fined?
It's going to be a mix. I mean, some of these things are legitimate safety issues, and consumers who get the recall notice from the automaker shouldn't ignore it. There's lots of data that show that cars that are recalled often don't get repaired. And even if you have a used car, you should go on to the automaker's website. They usually have a place where you could punch in the vehicle identification number and see if it's subject to recall, or you could take it to any dealership and just ask. And you should get those things fixed because among this 24 million vehicles recalled, there are legitimate problems like the ignition switch issue. There's GM has another issue where you think the car is in one gear, but it's not because the cable that operates all of that is broken. These are things people should get fixed. But some of these things are very minor things. I think VW had a recall recently to put diesel stickers on their diesel cars on the opening where you fuel the car. They put a yellow ring around that so that you remember to put diesel fuel in the car.
Is that really?
Yeah, that's really not a safety issue. You wreck your engine if you put gasoline in the vehicle instead of diesel. So you should remember, but it's unlikely to, you know, create a crash. You're more likely just the car won't work.
You can join our conversation with Jerry Hirsch on the record number of automobile recalls at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email address is ESSPGH at WESA.FM. On Twitter at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. Do you own a car that's been recalled? And if so, what kind of customer service have you received? 412-246-2002, the number to call to take part in the conversation. Jerry, what should car owners do to see if they are affected?
Well, this huge number of calls, of recalls, has created a problem for consumers. Automakers are often announcing recalls before they've even told the dealers. So the dealers don't have all the information, and they don't have all the parts. For example, in the U.S., GM recalled 2.2 million vehicles for the ignition switch issue. As of today, I think they've only repaired 86,000 cars, and it's going to take until October, at least, to get all those cars fixed, and that's just 2 million, which is less than 10% of all the cars recalled this year. And this has created real problems for some consumers. I talked to a woman who lives in Virginia, and she has a Saturn Aura, which was a GM vehicle that was recalled for a transmission issue. And it's not in working order. And she took it to her local dealer, and the dealer said, oh, well, this car hasn't been recalled yet. Well, it has been recalled. The dealer just hasn't gotten formal notice. And then they put the VIN number in the computer, and it doesn't show that it's been recalled because GM's so backed up with the process of recalling vehicles that it's not there. And she's paying $340 a month on a car that she can't use. Then she asked for a loaner or something like that, and the dealer said, no, this isn't our problem. You can pay us, you know, $600 to have this car fixed, or it's too bad. You know, if there is a recall and we find out about it, then we'll fix it. Well, eventually GM got involved in this, and she had to make multiple calls to their customer service department, and they're fixing the car, and they're providing her a loaner, and they found some parts for her car to fix it, but it's still a problem. And this isn't unique. GM has given people 62,000 loaner cars as it works through this process. So if you're somebody with a car that you think has been recalled, first I would check online. GM has a website for the ignition switch issue called gmignitionupdate.com. And then all the automakers, as I said, generally have recall information up. The government offers recall information at a website called safercar.gov. And, of course, the simplest thing is to take your car to a dealer and ask if it's been recalled, or ask if they know of recall announcements that haven't made it into the system yet. And hopefully they'll take care of it. But you have to be proactive about it.
412-246-2002, the number to call. We'd like to know how your efforts have gone in getting satisfaction from U.S. and other automakers. If your car has been recalled, if you own a car that's been recalled, we'd like to hear your story, what kind of customer service you've received, what problems you've encountered, and how they were resolved, if in fact they have been resolved. And Jerry, questions I had on my my list was, has there been a final resolution from GM on the deadly switch issue? But that clearly, while they've, it sounds like they've resolved to fix everything, but that that there's still a problem, you know, getting all those cars in the system.
There's all sorts of problems with this ignition switch. GM is expected to issue an internal investigation on whether it covered up the problem, you know, for the past 10 years. So they're expected to do that tomorrow. The CEO is going to address employees. There's a congressional probe, a Department of Justice probe, a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration probe. So this is going to go on for a while, and it's going to take all year to get the cars fixed. One thing people should also be aware of, that typically when a car is fixed, that they'll get a notice in the mail from the automaker. So they should be opening up that mail, not thinking it's just a pitch to buy another car. They should be opening up mail from automakers to see if this actually is a recall for a vehicle that they own.
What is the lasting impact on the auto industry and safety as a result of all of this?
There's two interesting trends in this. From a manufacturer's point of view, I believe the automakers, at least in the midterm, are going to be much more vigilant. GM has made all sorts of changes. They've appointed a recall czar. They've hired 35 more investigators to look into this. They've had a couple of recalls. They're just 100 cars apiece because they're going so deep into this. And I think we're going to see more recalls from them later this year and from the other automakers. So we're going to see that vigilance going forward. And so there will still be defects and problems in cars, but I think they're going to be identified and fixed more quickly. On the consumer side, it's really interesting. Consumers seem to be shrugging this off. Auto industry sold something like 1.6 million cars last month in May. That's about 11% more than the previous May. The auto industry is on pace to sell more than 16 million cars this year, which will be the best since either 2006 or 2007, depending upon where it comes in. So it seems like new car buyers aren't worried about this. They don't think that there's a safety issue involving new cars and are quite willing to go out and spend money, you know, on vehicles. The average price of a new car right now is about $32,000, the average transaction price.
The average price.
Yeah.
That's not cheap.
It's not the sticker price. It's what by the time people get done with the transaction and options and everything else, that's what they wind up paying.
The U.S. was getting its reputation back, certainly in the last few years, with regard to the cars they make. The American auto industry was heralding its comeback. Do all of these recalls set the U.S. auto industry back?
I don't think so, because it's across the board. You have, you know, Toyota has been the recall leader for the prior 2 years. Obviously, they'll be eclipsed by GM this year, but they're coming in, you know, 3 million cars a year, every year. And you have the other two big Japanese companies, Nissan and Honda, they're all going to have, you know, more than a million vehicles recalled. So it's really spread out. Even BMW, you know, which sells a lot fewer cars in the U.S., they've recalled 162,000 cars this year. Well, they sell around 300,000 cars a year in the U.S. So everybody's involved in it. So it's not the U.S. versus an import brand or versus the Europeans. It's just the state of the industry.
We are talking with Jerry Hirsch. He's a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times covering the auto industry. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can join our conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. And we would love to hear your personal story with a car that you own that might have been recalled. If it was, what was the process like? When you took it into the dealership, how did they deal with you? Did they know how to handle your problem? Was it solved to your satisfaction, or are there things you are dissatisfied about and have questions about? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. Jerry, I know that it would take us all day to parse through all of the individual recalls, but a couple that jumped out at me, one involving Ford and the issue of Ford recalling over a million vehicles, many of them popular SUVs that apparently have some steering issues. What can you tell us about this?
This is a Ford Escape recall?
Yeah, I believe that's what it has to do with.
Yeah, it's, what's interesting is that the Ford Escape is a new design. They recently redid it, and there's a power steering defect that has resulted in about 20 accidents coming from cars made at the Ford's Kansas City plant. And so it also affects older vehicles too, the 2008 to 2011 model year, and it's just one of these things that these cars have sophisticated sensors and electronics, and sometimes the electrical connection gets corroded and shorts, or can cut in and out, depending upon how the wiring is being turned and being torqued in the car. And this is just part of car manufacturing.
But it is the Ford Escape, and if it's a steering issue, that obviously would be a little bit frightening if all of a sudden you're driving down the interstate, for example, and you can't steer the car properly. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, right, and then, like I said, this has accounted for at least 20 accidents. This is why people need to take these recalls seriously, and if they get the notice in the mail from the manufacturer or if they have their car in for service, they need to ask, is there any outstanding work that needs to be done in terms of a recall on the car and get it fixed? Because, okay, so there are 900,000 vehicles recalled, and there were only 20 accidents, but you don't want to be one of those 20 accidents.
Now, there have been some really bizarre ones, and one is, again, it involves a Ford car, the Taurus, being recalled for corrosion due to road salt that could cause the license plate lamp to short circuit and cause a fire. There are recalls, and then there are recalls, and this sounds like one of the most intriguing. Go ahead.
Again, it's the electronics in a car. This was about 200,000 vehicles. There were actually reports of 18 fires. It's hard for me to see where a fire is going to go out of the rear license plate light, but you never know. There was one injury when somebody tried to put the fire out with their bare hands. And so,
common
you
sense
know, if you
would
have a
seem
problem
to
with your car and it's burning, just pull over to the side, get out, and call emergency services. Don't try to put it out yourself. I mean, these cars have gasoline in them, and they can explode and burn. You just don't want to go near that.
Is that the kind of recall that might have been overlooked in the past before the modern age of the automaker being proactive and then recalling cars?
I don't know. That's hard to say. There were 18 reports of fire, and when the NHTSA sees reports of fire pattern in a car, that's a red flag because they are worried that somebody would burn up inside a car. So I'm not sure. This one probably would have been recalled either way. There's another recall that Ford had was floor mats in the Fusion and the Lincoln MKZ, which could potentially jam the gas pedal. There were two reports of this. And this was one of the issues with the Toyota sudden acceleration. And I'm not sure if before the whole Toyota event where people had stacked floor mats and they had jammed the accelerator pedal in place and made it hard for the cars to stop. I'm probably before that whole event that might not have been picked up. But now Once again, NHTSA is really sensitive, anything dealing with gas pedals to begin with, but they're also sensitive how other things affect, such as formats and pieces inside the car that might get in the way.
A couple of other quick things to go over before we wrap up. GM has recently appointed a global safety chief who is sifting through social media to spot potential issues being talked about online by customers and others. What do you make of this?
Yeah, this is they named Jeff Boyer to the Vice President for Global Safety, and they put him responsible for all the safety systems, evaluating the safety and performance of the cars and all recalls. And it's an early warning system. It's a legitimate early warning system. If they're really sensitive to something that might be going wrong with their cars, you know, a great way to find out is somebody's tweet, oh, my steering went out, or my brakes went out, or my car suddenly turned off and I crashed. And people put amazing amounts of personal information up on Facebook and through Twitter, stuff that maybe a generation ago people would not have bragged about being in an accident. But now it's data, and part of, you know, the way that an automaker could tap into what's going on. And if they're really serious about getting ahead of a problem and learning of it quickly and fixing it, then that's one way to do it. And it makes sense in another way. So I think GM's taken about $1.5 billion in write-offs so far this year to fix recalls. And they're likely to get massive fines ahead. It would have been so much easier on this ignition switch issue if, when they first learned about it and saw it cropping up in 2004, that they had gotten on it right away and fixed it and not gone on and produced, you know, millions of cars that would have to be fixed and they would have to pay for fixing and that they would have to pay for people to have rental cars for. So if there's some way you can pick this up early in the cycle, you can do this and short-circuit all of the problems down the road.
If they'd have been proactive in the first place, this wouldn't have happened. Jerry Hirsch is a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times covering the car industry. Jerry, great thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll look at 65 years of golden books on display at the Toonzeum. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.